Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Hey guys, hopefully you guys are doing well. Today we have a lot to get into. Like, I'm not even going to front right now. There is so much going on. And the thing is, I put out so much content on my channel that I need to put out more, because even more is coming out. And this is where my podcast comes into it. And I'm glad that, you know, this is here. And I need to start using this more regularly. Do you know what I mean? Like, I need to talk about this more, and I don't. And it's frustrating and irritating. But there's a lot going on, and I'm glad. So I'm going to start using this to talk about a lot of topics that unfortunately didn't make my channel because several other stuff was going on and I didn't have the time to make videos, but I have time to do a quick 20-minute podcast. But we're going to get straight into it without any further ado. If you haven't already, please, guys, I know, subscribe to my channel, but also subscribe to my podcast. I would appreciate it. Apple, Spotify, Acast app, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And let's get into this. We're going to get into the Love Island segment first. We've got a lot to get into. We have a lot to get into. We have Finn, who's speaking out about fights that took place and exposes the producers. Mora is angry with Love Island as well. Kanye West, presidency, David Dobrik and Lisa are speaking out. So again, a lot of main topics to discuss. Love Island star Finley has actually revealed, guys, he's revealed that he's clashed with the producers on the show, and you know, he was pissed off with the producers because of a game that took place which really put a massive spanner in their relationship. The footballer and Scottish girlfriend were going very strong and even survived the Casa Amor twist, with Finn remaining faithful despite the new girls. However, Paige was left livid when a game obviously, you know, took place, and people assumed or thought that, you know, Finn was being disloyal. Speaking to the Reality Tea podcast, I normally don't promote podcasts on mine, but Reality Tea, the girls are amazing, and I feel like, you know, there's no harm in doing so. If I'm honest, I had a few little tiffs with the producers, he says, just because I was angry, because I was just like, so Luke T, I think he got the one about like his mum being happy for him and crying. So I think it was always like me and Luke. We knew it was going to be one of us, and then it was obviously Luke's. I think that would have been a nice one to hear, especially being away from your family for so long. That would have been a really nice one for you to hear, if that makes sense. And obviously, as the challenge went on, I was thinking, right, so what is my one going to be like? Unfortunately, his headline wasn't as nice and suggested that he may have been straying from soon to be girlfriend Paige. I thought, what? And I said to the producer, this, yeah, I wasn't happy at all. So he was basically rifting with the producers because he felt like he was set up. He felt like it was, you know, for drama. I wouldn't be surprised, because to be honest with you, the drama was so dead in that season. The producers would, you know, go down to such desperate levels. They didn't really say too much. I was like, you know what? I was like, there, like, how did you? And they were just like, oh, well, obviously, it's just like the headlines and et cetera, et cetera. I was like, but yeah, it was a shame because that could have affected me and Paige, you know? Thankfully, it didn't. And now the pair are loved up and living in Manchester. They are two of remaining couples. So, you know, he obviously is really exposing the producers and the irritation that is going up in relation to how they set stories and narratives up. And he actually had tiffs with producers here and there and how they stage stuff. He also went on to go and explain also that when he went on a date with Paige, and you know, there's another couple that go on the date, the dates are actually filmed separately. obviously, which basically means that one couple has to sit there in silence. So him and Paige had to sit there in silence whilst the other couple were being filmed. Then they had to wait till they were done, and then they were being filmed. So imagine sitting there with somebody that you like, you're not really sure about, and you have to be in silence for a very long time. The awkwardness. It's so much so the intervention of producers and how they, you know, make these storylines and narratives that it kind of damages the fluidity and the authenticity of these couples from when they're getting out there. Because if the producers are in your ears, in your faces, telling you when to speak, telling you when to shut up, how can you develop a proper organic relationship if they're out here messing up narratives and storylines to piss you guys off? They're trying to break you guys up. And then everybody's surprised that these couples don't really make it when the show ends. And I don't think we really understand or talk about how producers really intervene. And I'm going to make probably a compilation video of this, because there is so much that they do that they shouldn't do for drama. But the gag is, it doesn't even make any good drama. This whole Paige and Finn situation that they tried to egg up was nothing. It didn't do anything for the show. It was boring. It was clapped. It was just annoying. But he really is exposing the producers once again, another Islander, talking about how, you know, what's going on. He had a little fights and tiffs with them as well, disagreements. And they obviously, they brush it off as just random headlines. But it's like, why did you use that specific headline? What was that about? Why did you do it? What was the reason behind it? To try and use it for drama manipulation. But it's like, you should be selectively casting individuals that would already cause organic drama. You shouldn't, as a producer, you shouldn't have to do way too much to try and cause drama, because it makes this fixation appearance and it just makes a dead vibe. But of course, the producers don't really know how to cast people, because the casting selection, it just becomes poor and poor, I feel like, as seasons progress, to be honest with you. To an extent, some seasons were very good, like season 5, but I just feel like, don't be doing up too much to try and fix up the show and control contestants, because not only will contestants come out and expose you guys, like so many of them have, but it also damages the organic fluidity of these people, and there ends up being no drama. But that, yeah, Finn was going in. I'm not mad, guys. I'm really not mad at all at that entire situation. But then we have Maura Higgins. Let's get into Maura real quick. I like doing this, you know, little like hot topics on my podcast. Let me know if you guys feel this, because it could be a moment. But Maura Higgins warns of the heartbreaking aftermath of being a Love Island star. Like, she is warning everybody that this isn't what it's meant to be, which is why I tell people not to go on the damn show. Maura has shared the heartbreaking aftermath of starring on Love Island. She obviously rose to fame. Maura has admitted that since appearing on the ITV dating show, she had been suffering with crippling anxiety. Damn. The reality star admitted that she was completely overwhelmed at how much her life had changed after the show. To be honest with you, Maura is one of those girls where her life changed permanently. You can easily tell that everything changed for her. Coming out was just so overwhelming, I remember. I started getting anxiety from pure exhaustion to everything. In order to be able to carry on, Maura had to make the decision to prioritize her mental health before she burned out completely. The best thing I did was I took a step back and said, you know what, I'm having a few days off. I'm going back to Ireland, spending time with my family. It's not the first time the former Ring girl has addressed issues relating to fame and mental health. Maura recently spoke candidly about protecting her mental health and encouraged her millions of followers not to suffer in silence. Talking to Instagram, she posted a makeup-free selfie where she confessed to suffering with self-doubts and insecurity. So again, another Islander coming out talking about the aftermath of Love Island. Literally, Finn talking about how producers exposed her. Maura talking about the crippling exhaustion and anxiety. Yes, there are obviously positives to the show. You get your clout, you get your money, your coin. But at what cost, guys? At what flipping cost does that come from? Like, come on now, let's just be real for a minute. For her to be coming out, she is one of the most successful people from her season. Facts on facts on facts. Probably top 5, top 6, I would say. We have a lot of people from that season who are very famous. Amber, Tommy, Molly Mae, Ovi, Yuande. But at the same time, you know, it's a lot. Do you know what I mean? It can be a lot. And the fact that you've developed crippling anxiety, she is warning people of the aftermath. You shouldn't go on flipping shows where people control your narrative to such an extent that you become a guinea pig. And that's exactly what you've become. And you've signed up to that. Doesn't mean you deserve it, but that is what you've signed up for. And it's like, a lot of, apparently the next season has had the highest applications. And I feel like they're lying, because they want to create this kind of interest that people still like the show, whatever, for like damage control. But again, I'm not mad at her slamming the show. She was great for the show. She says, we are all humans. We all have our bad days, bad photos, bad angles. I want to let everybody, person reading this, that nobody is perfect. Being in the public eye, we have the privilege of having stylists, makeup artists, PTs, but behind all of that glam and social media, we are just normal people. I've been trolled my entire life, like many people, and the best thing to do is just ignore it. Well, I do agree with that as well. I'm not a massive fan of Maura outside the show. Inside the show, great character, great personality. She was giving us drama left, right, center, beautiful casting selection, and you need more people like her and Anna for these type of shows. Point blank, damn. period. Now, moving on from Love Island, guys. The way I'm running through these topics, y'all know I'm really running through them. We have Kanye West. Now, this is a really irritating topic for me because I just feel like it's just damage control. And I also feel like he's out here to help Trump. Because we have to look at the longevity of this. People are going to now vote for Biden or Kanye West. They're thus splitting the votes, giving Trump an edge to try and get his second term. That's what I feel like is going to happen. And if Kanye West is serious about running for president, the rapper and fashion designer will face major obstacles to mounting any serious campaigns in less than 4 months. Because this is some serious stuff. You don't just run for campaign for a joke. A musician replacing a reality star with a reality star, Kim Kardashian, being the first lady. It seems like it's just a joke. West said he was running on in a Twitter post. If so, he will have to work fast to get his name on the ballot alongside Donald Trump and Joe Biden in all 50 states. There are two routes to doing so, said James McCann, a political scientist. West can try and secure the backing of a smaller political party. Without it, you could try to appear as an independent. But deadlines for registering that way have already passed in some states, including New Mexico and North Carolina, which are key battlegrounds. Getting on the ballot as an independent would require hiring staff or recruiting volunteers to gather tens of thousands of signatures across the U.S. board. This is not easy, guys. It's hard to see Kanye West having any field operations, says his political scientist, adding that another option would be for West to ask supporters to write his name on the ballot. It is unclear if West, a prominent Trump supporter, also known for his marriage to Kim, has filed any official paperwork. West has previously announced plans to run for president without doing so. And this is what I'm saying. He just released a song. I believe he's releasing an album soon. So I feel like this will cause stir, conversation, a perfect PR moment to cause that kind of, you know, just rebuttal, that noise that could bring more traction towards his music. Because he probably is just saying this for just that kind of newsworthy moment, that kind of entertainment breaking factor moment to get people listening to him and get the eyes on him. Just like, you know, similar other situations where he's done random drastic stuff because it brings traction to people. And in this world, all press is good press. All PR is good PR, whether it be bad or obviously good. So maybe he isn't running for presidency and maybe he's just saying this stuff because he feels like it brings traction for his music. But even if he is, I feel like it's just a mockery. Like, it's not a game. This isn't a game. Like, being a president of an entire country, you're playing, literally, you're controlling and helping people's lives here. This is not something that you can just try out if you wish to. But I wouldn't bet on Kris Jenner, because we damn well know she works incredibly hard and she's a very good manager. So I think she would know exactly what to do to get him in presidency and get Kim to be the first lady. And the gag is, guys, I can actually see Kim Kardashian as being the first lady. I can genuinely actually see that, and that will blow people's minds. But I feel like she only levels up, to be honest with you, and I can see her becoming that. But also, we have to be realistic about this. And as I was echoing the thoughts of this political scientist, it's just, you have to do a lot, guys. And so many key battlegrounds in the states have already been taken. So it seems like he's just doing this for a newsworthy entertainment breaking factor moment, let's just say. I don't think he actually is going to run for presidency. I don't see it happening. But at the same time, with the way bizarre 2020 has become, and the fact that Trump even got into presidency, I can actually see it happening too. So guys, as far as I'm concerned, I feel like it's an absolute mess, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Whew, so many hot topics, guys. We have David Dobrik and Lisa Koshy, who are now speaking out. Now, yes, I spoke about this on my YouTube. For those of you who don't know, these two are content creators, influencers, massive followings, and both of them were under fire for making such horrid, derogatory videos, you know, towards East Asians and mocking their accents when it comes to trying out certain foods. And Lisa Koshy, a former member of the Vlog Squad and YouTuber, last week, as I said, a video resurfaced 2016 of them trying foreign candy, and they were pretending to speak to Japanese. And at one point, David says, "It's not racist, that's like the sounds I hear when they talk." And Lisa said, "No, it's not racist as long as I keep saying no." So they both knew what they were doing. They knew exactly what they're doing. But in a post to Twitter and Instagram, Lisa wrote, "Whilst we focus on systemic anti-black racism in our country, I've been hesitant to center my voice. My work has been within, but I now recognize and take responsibility for the time I was not the ally I am becoming today. Being anti-racist requires a personal reckoning, and I can't in good faith continue to use my platform for progress without taking accountability. I'm taking inventory, taking initiative, and taking note that my impact and influence will weigh greater than my intention. What I once thought of in innocent jokes were actually tainted with implicit bias. What might have been intended as playful was actually to some incredibly painful, and for that I am so sorry. As a woman of color and a self-defined find little brown girl, she is half Indian, I have experienced the harm of prejudice in my own life. However, this really does not exempt me from the responsibility of acknowledging the times of unknowingly perpetuated racist ideas. So she really goes on, and I feel like it's a very good apology. People can change. People can become better, improve. But I also feel like it's very naive to think that people can really just change within a switch. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's just a very naive situation, especially when she was even admitting in that video that what we were saying and doing was racist, but because it's funny, we're going to keep on doing it. However, I don't feel like we should keep stoning people for the rest of their entire lives. You can change if you recognize, take accountability, and apologize for your actions, and just, you know, also show action behind it, that you have apologized, like show some proof behind it, you know, show us the receipts of you donating to charities to these demographics that you have said stuff to. Put your money where your damn mouth is. That is where that saying comes from. David Dobrik now apparently also speaks out, but he does it in a very weird way. David Dobrik has apologized for his past actions following recent allegations of racism after a video of him mocking the accent with Lisa. In his podcast Views with Jason Nass on Tuesday, he acknowledged his status as a role model for many people, noting that whilst he used to think he was only the internet goofball, he has come to understand the influence he has. How can you come to understand it now? Are you stupid? He said, I know it sounds so cheesy and I hate saying it, but every video I make, every Instagram post, everything I do, I want to cheer somebody up. I don't think mocking somebody's accent is you cheering somebody up. I want to make people laugh, smile. That being said, I feel like on a handful of occasions, I've just missed the mark. And that kind of sucks. It took me so long to understand that. I think when we went on our first Black Lives Matter protest and I was looking through my DMs afterwards, it's just one thing to get DMs from somebody going, hey, your videos are funny, but it's a completely different thing to get DMs about how much your alliance with the cause means for that person and their family, or how much it means that you're using a voice to amplify theirs. Interesting. But that's when I realized, holy yes, these are people who are seriously looking up to me for more than just something goofy. I think for a while I was just like, I'm the goofball. Like, guys, why are you making this about yourself, man, about everyday goofball? I'm going to do better actively. I'm going to do that consistently. You have my word for that. I promise that. If I'm anything, I'm a man of my word. He basically goes on and on. And I think it's very clever what he's doing. I don't agree with it. It's not justified, but I think it's very clever. Reason being is because I genuinely feel like he's addressing this on a podcast where a lot of people won't be able to react to it, because obviously it's a podcast, so it doesn't gain that much traction, attention, and you know, you can't really get angry at him for this because he's just doing it on a platform where you can't really see him, you hear him, as opposed to addressing. If he made a video saying taking accountability and made one on YouTube, it would add so much fuel to the damn fire, because he's seeing what's happening with Shane Dawson, and therefore he's going to avoid that completely. And I find that to be very, very interesting, and it seems that people are going to bypass this, and it is what it is. That's what people do. He's apologized, take accountability. I feel like Lisa's post was much better than this. I feel like David Dobrik is just being pathetic with this, to be honest with you. Like, you've only realized now that your platform has an influence. Like, what kind of white privilege, societal condition nonsense is that? Please, don't piss me off. It's just nonsense. Let me know what your thoughts are, guys. Hopefully you guys enjoy this rendition of Hot Topics to this podcast. And if you guys want me to do my podcast like this, let me know. Quick fire 15 to 20 minute episodes of just letting you guys know of the current hot topics that are going on that I couldn't bring to my YouTube, but I am bringing to my podcast, because I will be bringing a lot of that stuff to this platform as well. Subscribe to this podcast, guys. I would massively appreciate it. Listen and subscribe and share. I really would appreciate it. The Yacast app, Spotify, Apple, I really would. Let me know what your thoughts are when it comes to this. Use the hashtag I'm over it on Twitter and at me. Use my tag name so I get notified if you guys do, so I can retweet all your tweets in reference to my podcast, guys. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. Subscribe, and hopefully you guys are having a great day. It is Monday, guys, the most productive day of the week for you guys if you wish, but for me it's every damn day, child. But productivity is key, but also resting is key as well. Subscribe, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening, and if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag I'm over it, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.